If you, did you hear that noise? Yes, I heard it. I'm not afraid, though, because I... how would you use those words? If you told me that there was some noise, would you? How would you ask me if, about the noise?
Well, what was that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? And if I said, yes, I heard it, I'm not afraid because, though, because I... What would you say?
Well, I'm not afraid.
Because you've fought before.
I've heard a lot of things around here that I never have had no trouble with.
Yeah. It's the herd that I was wanting to see. If I ask you if you know a person, you might say no, but I've
heard about him.
Heard about him. Okay. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I
haven't seen him.
Haven't seen him, okay. Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again you answer, no.
I don't think so.
Okay, and you think so what?
I don't think he'd seen him.
Okay. See, if you're... I don't understand this one. Enti. If you're going, enti. Enti is used for all persons, singular and plural. Is it usually with essentially the same significance? Ain't it? Right, aren't you? I don't follow this. Of something you do every day, do you do it frequently? You'd say, yes, I have what? If something that you do every day, now, you do it quite frequently, you'd say, yes, I have what?
Yes, I
do it frequently, what would you say?
I do it often.
All right. Does your brother like ice cream? You'd say, yes, he...
likes ice cream.
And you don't smoke cigars, but you say he what?
He does.
All right. That's the word we wanted, does. You'd say does, right? Okay, if a man lets his farm get all run down and doesn't seem to care, you might say to someone who asks, I really don't know who, but he just...
doesn't take care of his farm.
Right. If your son is in school but pays no attention to the teacher, you might think he just blank...
doesn't want to learn.
Doesn't want to care. You can give him his choice, but he will tell you he blank which one you gave him. What would you say? What would he say? You can give him his choice, but he will tell you he blank which one you gave him.
That he'll make it all right.
Well, don't care. Doesn't care. How would you say? Would you say he doesn't care or you don't care?
He doesn't care.
You'd say doesn't
care
instead of don't.
Uh-huh.
Which would you say right? Doesn't or don't? You think?
I guess you'd say he don't care.
You don't care. Okay. You don't think so, do you? Enti. I don't know what enti means here. How would you say, don't I know it? Any other way?
Well, I didn't know about that.
All right. Didn't know about it. How would you say, I'm not sure? I'm not sure. I don't know what they want here. If you've been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, I have been thinking about it, or I have been thinking around it? What would you say?
Well, I've been thinking about it.
I wasn't supposed to pronounce that word, but I did, didn't I? If you had been discussing something with a friend of yours, what would you do with him? What would you do? You and I have been discussing something together. How would you say we've been doing?
We've been talking it over.
All right. And...